To Africa's west coast now, where Liberia is still recovering from a 14-year civil war. It was brutal, especially for women and girls who were systematically raped by armed militias. And 4 years after the war officially ended, they are still facing a lot of sexual violence. The United Nations is trying to help. It's trying to combat the macho culture in Liberia's capital, Monrovia. Danielle Anastasian went there to see how it's working.
In a suburb of Monrovia, on a street lined with bullet-scarred buildings, a team of UN peacekeepers enforces a midnight curfew.
How are you, madam? One people.
For an armed unit, their reception tonight is a little unusual.
I love you too, baby. Love you, baby.
They're a part of the UN's first all-female peacekeeping force, 105 women from all over India, restoring security to Liberia's battered capital. Even with flak jackets and AK-47s, they're not immune to catcalls from the locals.
Yes, love.
The women serve as a backup for the unarmed and newly trained Liberian National Police. And in a country where violence against women is widespread, the sight of female officers is a welcome change.
In a post-conflict scenario, it's the women and children who are the worst affected.
Commander Seema Dindia leads the all-female unit, drawn from India's Central Police Force.
And when they see women officers, you know, standing on the roads and doing various kinds of duties, putting on all sorts of sophisticated equipment, normally the weaker section, the women and the children, they can relate to these female officers. They can come forward and talk to them openly as compared to their male counterparts.
During Liberia's back-to-back civil wars, fighters raped women with impunity. The crime is still so common that most women don't even bother to report it. There also aren't enough female police officers that are trained to handle rape cases. The UN hopes that the Indian unit will encourage more Liberian women to join the National Police.
Oh, I mean, seeing the female, all-female police units, like, you feel a sense of pride.
Etwita Cooper is with an NGO called the Liberia Women Initiative.
Before, women didn't want to join the police because they felt that there was a lot of corruption, the police had a bad name, so I don't want to sully my name. But now women are looking at it that we can make a difference, that we can clean it up.
But there's another reason the UN is experimenting with the all-female unit. An endless series of sex scandals involving male peacekeepers.
There were reports that I have received, some of the contingents even asking young girls if they could have two of them for $5.
From Kosovo to Haiti to the Democratic Republic of Congo, peacekeepers have been caught paying young girls for sex, even videotaping the encounters. In Liberia alone, more than 70 charges of sexual abuse have been brought against peacekeepers since 2005. Bendotse Malor, spokesman for the UN mission in Liberia.
One case of sexual exploitation and abuse by a UN peacekeeper is one case too many.
The female unit is expected to transform the macho culture of peacekeeping missions. But with over 14,000 peacekeepers in Liberia, is the unit of only 105 women just a symbolic move by the UN?
Liberia has a female head of state. Is that just symbolic? No. The head of the police in Liberia is a woman. Is just symbolic? I don't think so. These are highly professional, highly skilled, very well trained. They can do the job and do the job very well. That is the bottom line.
In a heavily fortified compound lined with barbed wire, 15 Indian women sit in the morning sun, cleaning a cache of AK-47s. Although they've spent nearly a decade in India's Central Police Force, their arrival here was met with skepticism. Commander Seema Dindia.
The biggest challenge was to prove the competency of this female contingent. Everybody was apprehensive whether this contingent is going to be a success.
But the women have faced far worse in India's own conflicts. They fought Islamic militants in Kashmir, battled violent mobs, and faced suicide attacks. The dangers of post-war Liberia don't seem to faze Poonam Gupta.
Coming here, we are ready for any situation. If you have to die, you have to die. If you have to die here, then it is destined that you die here, then you will die here.
January marks a full year for the unit, and they're scheduled to return to India at the end of the month. The jury is still out on whether they'll be replaced by another all-female unit. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Anastasia.